Welcome, Cleaning Nation. I am so excited to hang out with you all today. If you are one of the ones that want to take it to the next level and hang out with me and a few of your fellow owners close up and personal, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live right now to get the details on our upcoming live event where I'm going to implement the entire clean profit method with you. Today, we are chatting with my new friend, Rowena Lawrence from across the pond, owner of Bristol Residential Cleaning. She started her business in 2012 in the UK right after she had her son. And if you want to reach out to her, you can get a hold of her at www.bristoldomesticcleaning.co.uk. Rowena, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Glad to have you on the podcast, my friend.
Yeah, it's really cool to be talking to you on a podcast and, you know, trying to share ideas and get information from you and getting some help, actually, because it's been really hard to find any help at all when it comes to the structure of my business and how to grow and improve what I'm actually doing or what I've been doing for so long. So, yeah, I'm hoping that you can change my life.
Well, that is a tall order. We've only got 20 minutes, but by golly, sister, I will absolutely do my best. So what got you into the cleaning business? It sounds like you had your son and decided, I need to clean for money. How did that transition happen?
Well, the thing is, it's been my first job. It's not been my only occupation, but it was the first thing I started off with. And my family have got property, which has grown over the years. And I've always been the cleaner. And then I kind of had a moment where I moved to London and decided I'm going to come back to Bristol. I don't want to be in London. I know Bristol and I know everything about Bristol. So I went back into property after creating my cleaning business, and I became a letting agent. So I had my full-time job as a letting agent, and then I worked on my business on the side, which was that was fine. That was okay. I was happy with that. You know, and it's easy to build things when you don't rely on it. But then I got made redundant. So I needed to rely on my cleaning and do sales for that as if, you know, I was the same kind of sales I do for my letting agency. But it's really difficult trying to be the cleaner and trying to do sales. So I started to pick people on. But the consistency of, you know, people staying has been really difficult to manage. And I've managed to get big contracts and still keep my little contracts. And I appreciate every single job. But I do, you know, listen to your podcast and think to myself, oh, my God, he's speaking my language. I want my business to be automated and run with me, not, you know, or run for me and not run with me like there every day. I can't have a day off. It's so restricting what's happening at the moment. You know, and I have to fill in if somebody doesn't turn up, and it's really hard work. It's really hard work. But I try to keep every customer happy. So, you know, that's why I've still got the business, and, you know, the people who have decided to move on wouldn't be able to do what I do because they don't have the commitment. But yeah, if I can get help to like move it on and retain good contracts, because you know, when you get a big contract, it's there and then it's gone, and then you've got to look for something else and or hope that somebody calls you again. And you know, I watched a podcast and it said talking about starting from square one at the beginning of the year, and I feel like the contracts I've got, my regular cleaning, it keeps me going, but the bigger ones I do start at the beginning every year. I start with on zero, and I just can't operate like this anymore, so I've got to change something.
Gosh, well, it's funny you said that I was speaking your language, because I'm like, sister, you are speaking my language. This is exactly what I do all day, every day. And my favorite thing, you know, I'd say more people than not come to me wanting help with making more money, right? I'm making this much money and I want to make more money. And we can absolutely do that. And I love doing that. But I get a lot more joy and fulfillment out of helping people get more time, right? It sounds like, you know, not that you're allergic to money, and of course, being successful, we want to make more money, not less, but I get a lot of fulfillment out of finding the single mom that's working, you know, 50, 60 hours a week, and her kid just is missing out on her at these crucial times. Like, you know, I've got a little 2.5-year-old, and he's never going to be this age again, right? He wants me to chase him around the house. That's his favorite thing. He'll say, chase you, yeah. Which means he wants me to chase him. And as much as I love you people, you know, I need to take some time to chase that kid around the house. And it seems silly to me, right? That's not my favorite activity, but it's his favorite activity. So it really gets me excited to be able to help folks like you to do their really important job, right? Like, we have this cleaning business to support your ability to chase your kid around the house or do whatever he wants to do, right? Or do, you know, do mom boy things. So I love the opportunity to, and I appreciate you giving it to me, to help you get more time to do the important stuff, like spending time with your kids and less time of cleaning people's houses. And there's nothing wrong with cleaning people's houses or businesses or, you know, and move in, move out, whatever. But we just got to keep in mind that's why we do it, right? We do that so we can serve our lives and our family. Our lives and our family don't serve the business, which people get confused on. So what's the one thing kind of today that you're struggling with that, you know, hopefully the next 10 or 20 minutes we can get sorted out?
Well, the thing is, if I had more business, then I could take more people on, and it would be easier to take those days off, like in the holidays, you know. My sister sent her daughter from London to Bristol, and I look after the kids on the holidays, and it's so difficult because if somebody doesn't turn up, I've got to go and get that job done. They miss out on me. Like you said, it's so hard. But at the same time, if I can sort out, you know, my advertising, marketing, lead generation, sort out growing a bit, then I could see myself actually being able to say, right, okay, I'm going to have a week off and I'm going to go somewhere with the kids. At the moment, I can't do that, you know? So I've just tried to make, like, you know, as much time as possible with them on those kind of like times. And then when they go back to school, I'm like, yay, I can actually go to work and I don't feel guilty. You know, it's just a real thing. And I know there's a million people out there that want to try and grow their stuff, but I am seriously, I've been working on this for a long time and I've had to go slowly and slowly because I'm not, you know, not rich, and it costs a lot to be independent. So there's no, although I've made a lot of money, I'm still struggling.
All right. So can I offer kind of a shift in how we look at it before we get to the tactical stuff of exactly what to do?
Yeah.
Okay. So the one big shift that if we could make in your brain in the time that we've got, I would feel that this is time well spent. The big shift I would try to make is, and you're really close, so it's not like I'm like, oh, you're out of your mind. You're so close, but I just want to turn you 10 degrees to the left. So what I heard you say was, if you just had more customers, then you could hire more employees, then you would have a systematized business. Is that a fair assumption or a fair restatement of what you said?
Well, yeah, it would be easier to you know, sort out my business, because rather than me having to do cleaning as well as my cleaners, I'd be able to spend time sorting out my business to be a little bit more automated, and work without me. Do you see what I mean?
Yep. So I agree with like 92% of that. You're absolutely right. We do need to automate the business. We do need to have people working. You cannot make money when you're cleaning. That's a job, not a business. So you're absolutely hitting on all cylinders. The one shift or adjustment or encouragement I would like to give you is, it is not a if this, then that. First I do this and then I do that, and I can't do this until I do that. That's going to stick you. The right answer, and it's difficult. It's not difficult. It's simple, but it's not easy. So it takes a lot of mental commitment, but it's nothing that you can't do. Okay. So the big shift is, we need to start creating two systems that run all the time, no matter how we feel. And that's where we get stuck, is we feel one way and then we let our actions be dictated by those feelings. The two systems you need to have running all the time, 24/7, 365 days a year. And this is a system, right? I'm not saying you have to do it. I'm saying you set it in motion, you walk away, and you can come check on it periodically, but you're not doing this 365 days a year, but it is happening 365 days a year, is a client attraction system, which isn't you knocking on doors, going to networking events, calling people. And those are all fine things to do. Please don't hear me saying you should never do those. I'm saying that's not a system. Because if you have to do it, that means if you stop doing it, you stop attracting clients. So you need to have a client attraction system that's always running. We're not just, you know, I don't have any customers, I better go out and hustle and get some new customers. And then, oh crap, I've got customers, I got to go hire people. Now I'm going to go focus on hiring people. And then you just go back and forth. We want a system that you put into motion, and you walk away. I shouldn't say you walk away, but you move to a monitoring system as opposed to a, you know, you doing it kind of a thing, for attracting clients and attracting employees. And those two systems run all the time. And I know it's scary because people go, oh, what if I don't need any employees, or I'm fully staffed. I've got too many employees. What happens if people apply and I don't have room for them? That's the best thing that could ever happen, is you're like, I'm fully staffed. I mean, literally people that are in your position will say to me, well, what if I have all the employees that I need? And I'll say, well, in that case, you probably don't have all A players, right? If you have an A prospect come in and you've got a guy or gal that's been working with you that you know is a B or C or, you know, not your best person, you replace them, you top grade, you upgrade your staff. And they go, what if I've got all perfect employees and I've got more really good ones coming in? I'm like, really? That's your complaint? That's your concern? What about right now where you can't even take a day off? So you've got to get over that mental or emotional fear of hiring people when you quote unquote feel that you don't need them, and move to, we always have systems running to attract customers, and we always have systems running to attract employees, period, all the time, no matter what. We don't do emotion like, oh, I feel like I'm swamped and I couldn't take on another customer and everything's, you know, I'm overwhelmed. I couldn't possibly take another customer. What people do is they stop their client attraction system that's obviously working because they have too many customers. The problem with that is client attraction systems take time. It's like a flywheel. It's not a light switch where you turn it off and on. It's a flywheel where you start pushing. Yeah. It's real heavy and it's hard. And once it gets going and whirring, it's really easy to keep that flywheel working. But once you stop it, it's a bear. It could take forever to get it started again. So the right answer, and again, people worry about the dumbest things. They'll come to me going, I don't have any employees. I can't grow. I'm working 100 hours a week. I'm not making any money. What do I do? And I say, I'll help you create a system to always have employees and always have customers. And then they complain. They don't even complain about it. They get afraid. Well, what if I have too many customers and too many employees? I'm like, really? That's your concern, that you have too many customers coming? And the obvious thing is, then raise prices, right? If you're charging X amount, you've got too many customers, you can't handle it, don't stop attracting those customers, raise your prices, right? And if you have quote unquote too many employees or too many applicants, raise your standard for what it takes to be there, right? Stop putting up with people not showing up or flaking out because you've got a line of people trying to get into your organization. So the big shift that I'd have you make is to move away from, I need more customers and then I can hire enough staff, and move towards the philosophy of, as of today, all I do to the best of my ability is work on two systems. One is an automated way for employees to show up at my door, or prospective employees to show up at my door who already know, like, and trust me, right? They're already employees that share my beliefs, not just strangers, but people that are responding to an ad that's very descriptive about who I am and what we stand for. So I've got the right people showing up my door wanting to work with me. And then same thing on the customer side, right? You've just got a bunch of prospects coming to your door that know, like, and trust you, know what to expect, and are dying to work for you. Once you've got those two systems set up, then you're done. Then now you can either work on making them better and growing, which is fine, or you can say, I'm going to take a couple months off, which is fine. It's totally up to you.
Okay. But
those are the two things you got to do.
Since I've decided that I really have to push this, I did put my adverts back out for employees, and I did put my pay-per-click adverts back out. But I'm not doing any other kind of client attraction system other than that. Do you have any better kind of lead generation tips for advertising?
Yeah. So first of all of this isn't a clean profit method. So if you're not a member, Rowena or whoever's listening, growmycleaningcompany.com, you can get the clean profit method. We give you everything you need, the frameworks, the steps, everything that you need. I will obviously cover as much as I can in the time that we've got. But if you really want to dive deep, growmycleaningcompany.com is where you can get the clean profit method. And we go over that in detail. That said, there are a bunch of stuff. So first and foremost, before we add more client attraction stuff, we got to make sure we're tracking. So pay-per-click's fine, but it's not magic. So we need to know, how much are we paying and what are we paying per lead or inquiry? I go inquiries, bids, sales. Also, I think this is step two of the clean profit method, is we need to track before we start spending more money on advertising or client attraction. We need to track what we're doing. So inquiries, bids, sales by source, IBSBS, inquiries, bids, sales by source. So first and foremost, we track.
Inquiries.
That would be a lead. Somebody that calls in, emails in, fills out a form, somehow raises their hand and says, I am interested in your service. That would be an inquiry. Bid would be you telling them, I will do this amount of work for this amount of money. And then a sale is a sale, right? They give you the money. So we need to track inquiries, bids, sales by source.
Any Microsoft software deeply to be able to track or do my systems like this. I did look at Salesforce. Do you know what that is? Mm-hmm.
I do.
But I didn't think, well, I tried to log into like a 14-day trial, but I didn't think it was
okay. Hold on. Let me back you up real quick. So let's not use that as an excuse. So first of all, I'm not trying to bang this drum. I'm just trying to answer your question. Clean Profit Method, we provide tracking tools for all this stuff. So it's all in there. But you don't need that. Literally, Rowena, you could just have a piece of paper down the left side could be all of your lead sources. It could say your website and then referral and then Google AdWords and then, you know, whatever. Every way people will come, you just put on the left side, okay? Across the top, and this is what my spreadsheet looks like. The one I'm telling you is included in the Clean Profit Method. I'll just tell you how to do it. We're not trying to hide anything. Across the top, you just have 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way through 30, right? And then on the first of the month, you fill in zeros for everywhere you didn't get it. You know, did I get a referral inquiry yet? No, zero. Did I get a inquiry from AdWords? Yeah, I got two. All right, put a two. Did I get, did anyone call in and say they heard from my website? Yeah, one guy. Okay, put a one. Those are inquiries. And then next to it, you put bids. How many bids did I give? So like, don't use the lack of technology. It's very simple. And people get nuts like, I don't have the technology. I can't, blah, blah, blah. Of course you can. Just write. You have a pen. You have a paper. I'm not asking you to memorize it. Write it down. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. So Salesforce is a great tool, but you don't need that for this. So
But what about handing it over to somebody else? I mean, I am a bit of like, because I've had to be in control of everything, I find it really difficult to even imagine handing something over to an admin person. But I did put an advert out the other day, and that's why I was desperately seeking some type of like software where I could like be able to check what they're doing and, you know, see who they called.
So we've been talking a while and you're going from thing to thing to thing. So what we don't want to do is what's just going to stress you out, because you could ask me 100 questions, I could give you 100 answers, and you would leave. Yeah, your head would spin. It's not going to help you, right? So okay. Let me just tell you the couple things I would coach you to do. First and foremost, we need to be much clearer on who we want to attract. It makes no sense to have client attraction systems if we don't know who we're attracting. So if we're like move in, move out, hotels, end of tenancy, residential, commercial, $200 a month, $5,000 for a carpet cleaning, that's insane. I can't help you with that. So the first step before you do anything, before you worry about software, before you worry about client attraction systems, how can you attract a client if you don't know who my client is, right? And just so you know, I practice what I preach. My company's not called Grow My Business. It's called Grow My Cleaning Company. Right off the bat, I know I'm going to attract people that A, own cleaning companies, and B, want to grow them. Right in the name, Grow My Cleaning Company. So I'm very clear about who I want to help. You got to be the same thing. Grow, clean my whatever. And you said it perfectly. I can't live like this with, sometimes I make a lot of money, sometimes I don't make any money. At the beginning of every month, I got to go out there and kill it. I don't, because I only take customers that are monthly. Well, that's not true. I do live events, which I just love doing, but they don't pay my bills. I do them because I love them and I'm passionate about them. All the rest of my customers, everybody else pays monthly. And that's just how it is. So you get to choose if that's what you want. If I were you, I would choose customers that paid monthly. I'd rather have a $250 a month customer that I sell once and just keeps buying than a $3,000 customer that I got to do the work today and then go sell another one and go sell another one and go sell another one. The monthly customers is building a business. So first and foremost, you got to be very clear on who you want your perfect customers to be. And then you start creating a system to track your inquiries, bids, sales by source. And then and only then, and again, if that system is just writing them down on a piece of paper, fine, write them down on a piece of paper. At least, Clean Profit Method, you'll have it all done for you. I would at least use Excel or, Google Sheets is totally free, which is just a spreadsheet. It's just a way to kind of automate some of the stuff I'm talking about. So, best case, you could use the Clean Profit Method spreadsheet. If you're like, I don't want to do that, fine. You make your own spreadsheet on Google. You're like, I'm too scared. Fine, write it down on a piece of paper for crying out loud. So that's it. That's all you got to do there. Once you're tracking your inquiries and bids and sales, now you can start creating systems to bring in inquiries, right? Why bring in inquiries if you don't know where they came from or how many you got, right? Because then you'll feel like Google's doing a great job, and maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But if you're getting a bunch of inquiries from Google's and no sales, that's a problem. If you've got referrals where you hardly get any inquiries, but you get a lot of sales because everybody buys, that's, you need that information. So before you can start building systems to bring in inquiries, bids, and sales, you need to be able to track it, right? So when Google, when you want to spend, should I spend $500 in traffic or $1,000 or no traffic? Or should I pay someone $1,000 a month to manage it? I don't know. What's your conversion? What's a lead worth to you, right? So you, step one, identify clearly your customer. Step two, set up a tracking system for inquiries, bid, sales. And guess what? You're going to track employees the same way. On employees, instead of inquiries, bid, sales, by source, always by source, you're going to track applicants, interviews, and starts. So how many people apply, how many people come to a group interview, and then how many people start. That's what. So once you get those tracking systems down, the only thing left is to build systems to fill that funnel. And it'll be easier to build the systems because you'll know, I put the ad in this place and I got 12 applicants and 3 interviews and 1 start. I put an ad
right.
Yeah, so that's those are your 3 steps. That's your homework. Don't do anything else. You're gonna be tempted to go do 100 other things. Do 3 things. Pick your niche, start tracking, and create those 2 systems. Don't wait to do the employee system until you've got customers. You already have customers. Do them both simultaneously. That's it. All right. Hey, Cleaning Nation, as we head into the lightning round, I want to take a quick second to personally invite you to get the details on our upcoming live event. It's at growmycleaningcompany.com/live. I've had so much fun actually getting to hang out with you, getting to know you, and supercharging your businesses by implementing the Clean Profit Method together. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live right now to book a quick chat with me to see if you are a fit for this event. On to the lightning round. So I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions. You're going to give me 3 amazing answers. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received personally or professionally?
The best piece of advice would be to make sure you look after yourself, you know, and don't be pushed around. Always look after yourself so that you can look after everyone else. I think somebody mentioned that to me because they see that, you know, I really try to look after everybody, and that's including family, including employees. You know, I think if you look after your employees, then they're going to look after your business, and, you know, I like that kind of atmosphere, but I do forget about myself a lot. So that's the one thing that I think is the best thing that somebody said to me, is just, you know, make sure you look after yourself so that you can look after everyone else.
Couldn't agree more. You're in charge. If you break down, the whole system breaks down. So yes, we absolutely need to take care of you first, and then you can serve. Well said. All right. Question number 2, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so far, so we can learn from you and hopefully make different, better mistakes?
The biggest mistake I've made is not thinking about my business model before I decided to take on staff. And what I mean by that is, you know, I keep saying, okay, I'm running a cleaning business. Well, actually, if I take on self-employed staff and I, you know, get them to work, etc., then I'm a cleaning agency. I'm not a cleaning business anymore. I don't know how they class it in America, but that's how it is here. And it's just not really writing down what my, you know, where my business is going, and just getting, just losing track, basically. It's so hard to,
you know. I forget who said it, but I think it was Abraham Lincoln said, if I had 2 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend an hour and a half sharpening my axe. So I would really encourage you to, instead of getting out there and start cleaning, right? We spend a lot of time thinking through what we really want to do. That, you know, that would be the metaphorical sharpening your axe. But that's great feedback. I think a lot of us make that mistake, and we can't be reminded too much to stop doing the thing that we do and start kind of backing off and thinking about why we do and what the best way to do it, as opposed to just, you know, getting out there and working all the time. All right, last question. What's one easy to implement, really small and simple, something quickly, easily implementable idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away to improve their lives or their business, even if it's just a little bit?
Well, I feel like I need help, so I don't know if I'm the best person to ask that question. But what I've tried to do was just make sure that whenever I'm speaking to a client, I'm thinking about what they need. I'm speaking to them confidently. that, you know, I can help them with what they need to be helped with. And therefore I am the person that they need to pay or they need to hire. And just like, just being really confident with what you can do. And if you feel like you're not in some way, then trying to do something about that, you know? Because even if I feel like I can't do something, I'll research it. I'll find out how to do it. I'll do it better, you know? And you've got to be able to have these kind of confident skills to put that across to customers.
Well, and we actually kind of touched on that earlier with the niche, right? I am so confident that if you want to help growing your cleaning company, I'm the best person on the face of the earth in the entire world, maybe the universe, at helping people grow their cleaning companies because I've got a niche, right? But I would be arrogant or insane to say I'm the best business coach in the world. There's just so many aspects of business that I just don't know. And even the cleaning business, I'm still learning. But because I put all my focus on the cleaning business, I can know all the little details. And you know how confident I am that I can help people? Extremely confident, because there's never something I'm like, never dealt with that. That's new. That's all I do. So same thing with you. If you have a niche, and guess what? If there are people that I'm not confident in helping, I don't help, right? So if some guy came in with an Amazon dropship business and said, Mike, how do I grow it? I'd go, no idea, no clue. I'm confident I cannot help you. And I would put him or her with somebody that could help them, right?
Yeah.
So I would just, the only tag on I would say is we absolutely want to be confident, but we want to be real confidence, right? If and again, if you're like, I want to be help hotels and car dealerships and homes and condos and move in, move out and all these different people, and I want to be the best at it, I don't think you've earned that confidence. But if you say, listen, I am going to help and pick any of those that you love. And in Bristol, right, I'm going to know more about what the people of Bristol or whatever areas that you serve need in my little niche than anyone else in the world. So once you've got that niche, that confidence can really comes with that specificity, right? Again, I would never, yeah. never say I'm the best in the world at helping people grow their business. That's crazy. But I'm very confident after literally over 300 podcasts and blogs and YouTube videos and coaching hundreds of people live. I'm like, you think you're better at helping someone grow a cleaning company? Bring it. Either you're not. And that's yeah. not because I'm a genius. It's because this is all I do and it's so specific. You've I can get to be it. Expert at it. Yeah. But again, yeah. if someone came to me with something else, I go, yeah, I know a little about that maybe, but I'm not your guy. Go find someone that is that. So all that to say, the confidence is key. I couldn't agree more. The way to get confidence is to be specific and have a very specific niche that you serve better than anybody, as opposed to 10 niches that you serve crappy or just the same as the next guy. All right, Rowena, thank you so much for joining us all the way from across the pond. Thank you for sharing your story, your passion, your excitement, your desire to grow. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Rowena's show notes page and get all the stuff, the Clean Profit Method, everything we talked about how to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.